taping The Hiss. Radio days, record and play. The old transistor radio, a gateway to another world. The crackle and hiss allowed us to time travel and dream. Ecstatic about the static and the airwave messages. Getting the aerial at just the right angle. Hoping your dad wouldn't turn it off with the words, "Call this music, just shouting and noise." Waiting for that exclusive play, the debut spin. No internet rumours, YouTube clues or Twitter gossip. Just fan club photocopies and pop swap pages. Hoping that the DJ, and it was always a DJ back then, wouldn't mutter inanities and banalities over the intro and over the outro, trying to be funny, and they never were. Pressing record and play at exactly the same time on the cassette recorder you got for your birthday, and praying everyone else keeps quiet for at least 3 minutes. The science of the timing, an innate anticipation, trial and error with the distance of the microphone and lead, and trying not to sing along and spoil the recording. The magic of rewind, actually having your favourite song to play again and again and again, just when you wanted, or until your dad shouted, "Turn that rubbish off!" Radio days, record and play. Radio days, record and play. We were always just taping The Hiss. I can remember that moment now. Exactly where I was when I found out that Slade was straight in at number one. For the second time running. Tarleton High School, second year form room, Tuesday dinner time, 12:45 to 1 o'clock. A crowd gathered expectantly around a crackling transistor, listening ears hungry for the latest sound and the latest news. And it was always the same. Play the top four records in reverse order before the top 40 countdown to the new number one. And as soon as we knew that 10cc's Rubber Bullets was down at number two, we knew. We just knew. We didn't have to wait for the countdown. We just knew. They'd been on Top of the Pops the previous week, and now it was straight in at number one. Just like Come On Feel the Noise. Rip-roaring opening chords widened our smiles and lit a fuse that sent us reeling and rocking like lighted jumping jacks around school furniture. Pretend electric guitars, imaginary drums, but a living, raucous chorus as we joined the lads we knew so well. And in those moments, we lost ourselves. Tiny heads full to the brim with jangling ripcord melody, torn from leather lungs and given life by a voice that sounded like razor blades and gravel in a cement mixer. Unbroken voices strained as one, out of tune, word perfect and utterly joyful. The funny thing is, I can only remember one actual face from that room. The names and faces have faded with the onset of years, but I know that in those chorus moments, something special lingered. And even now, over 40 years later, yes, 40 years later, my spine still tingles as those opening chords light again that fuse that makes pop, snap, crackle, rock and roll once more.